Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
So what are your expectations for today's meeting?
Well, we have a busy program today, a lot of topics on the agenda. Most important, I think, will be a discussion on NOx emissions by diesel cars. We want to see if we can clarify the legislation at this moment, which still leaves a lot of space for interpretation. And another subject will be the mandates on aviation, on the comprehensive agreements. So we will hope that the council members will give the commission mandate to negotiate with ASEAN, Turkey, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. And then there are a lot of more topics on the agenda, but I think these are the two that will have the biggest discussion.
Minister, could you explain a little bit more the discussion on the emissions, the first point on the agenda? What is your proposal?
Well, what we know is that there's a difference between what we see while we have the real driving emission tests and the laboratory conditions. And, of course, the different councils, the Transport Council, Environmental Council and the Competitive Council agreed on introducing this real emission test, real drive emission test in 2019, but there's still legislation that gives room for interpretation, and it's specific Article 5.2, where you can, for example, use weather conditions or other conditions to take more room as a car manufacturer in your tests. And what we want is more clarification on that one, more specification. I would like even something on using the newest technologies, so introducing a continuous improving element in it. So we will see what different members say. It's a policy debate, so it's the first time we debate, especially on this article. So we will see what different member councils will say.
Are you speaking for a more strict interpretation of that Article 5 of Chapter 2?
Yes.
According to what concerns the damage to an engine?
Well, yes, I want a strict interpretation because there's now too much space to for car manufacturers to do the interpretation. And I think it's important to make it more stricter, but first of all clarify, of course, and then make it stricter if necessary. But I will be here today as a chair, so I have a different role. I'm going to chair the debate, but for the Netherlands, I know we have this as a wish. Okay.
Police radio from Poland.
Yeah,
public Brzeska. What I heard is that the Poland would like to raise the issue of the minimum wage.
Yep.
In France as well, because on the 1st of July it starts. There is the application of the new law. Do you envisage a big discussion today during the council?
Yes, I think there will be a lot of discussion because France and Germany, of course, just have new regulation. I know that 10 countries from the eastern part of Europe are going to present a letter to the commissioner that they are against this legislation because they don't think it will help the problem of social dumping, but it gives new barriers, so it is a problem for the internal market. So I think there will be a lot of discussion today. It is, it's not going to be solved today, but the commission will come with a road package in the last part of the year or maybe in the beginning of the new year. And social legislation will be part of this road package. So I think it's very important to discuss now.
Do you see like the division between East and West concerning the minimum wage and, for example, posted workers as well? This is the same problem, kind of.
Yeah, but it's not really a division. I see some of the Western countries have the same concerns as the Eastern countries have, that the internal market is being protected too much by the legislation from some countries. Mm-hmm. And of course, I also see that the difficulty is how to harmonize. Well, harmonization on wages, for example, is not really possible. But you want to have the same conditions for workers all over Europe. That's quite difficult. That's a really difficult part between the Western and the Eastern part. But on how to organize it, I think it is mixed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.